Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Those are some good hot dogs, Joe.
Well, thank you, Jack. I do love making them. The key is knowing just how slow to turn them. How about you kids? Did you like your hot dogs?
Mine was great.
Oh, we were supposed to eat that? I used the materials to construct a tiny replica of the Statue of Liberty. I then decided to test its strength by sticking it in Molly's hair.
Albert!
Careful, Molly. You're about to make Lady Liberty lose her crown.
Not me and Jack!
Albert, those are some remarkable construction skills. But you need to keep them out of other people's hair. Literally.
G'day, Blakes.
Well, looky here, it's Ranger Sue. If it ain't my favorite ranger on the base camp crew, and two energetic climbers, Terrence and Piper.
My man Jack, Ranger Sue is the only ranger on the crew.
Is that so? Well, I'm glad you three came here. I've been meaning to tell you something.
What's up?
Well, now that everyone's here, I guess I can announce it. Even before Ranger Sue got here, she, Joe, and I have been planning on building some new bunkhouses for all you campers.
Whoa. Sweet, so we won't have to sleep in tents anymore?
Well, at least not all the time. I kind of like sleeping in tents, though. Well, anyway, we're hoping to get construction started as soon as we can. But before we can start, we're missing one very important thing. We need blueprints.
Do you mean we need the tracks of a blue dog?
I have no clue what you're talking about sometimes, JJ. But the blueprints I need are plans that tell us how to build a cabin.
Well, I could take the truck into the city to go get some.
Nope, that'd be too easy.
Okay. I have some experiences building different things like a wallaby den. I could put a little something together.
Now these are some mighty fine ideas, but I think I got a better one.
What's that?
I've always thought that when a problem presents itself, a fellow ought to find a master to help him with it.
But where do we find a master cabin builder, Mountain Man Jack?
Well, years ago, I used to know a man named George. Now, George was what you might call a hermit.
What's a hermit?
Oh, I know. They're small people with hairy feet that find rings and throw them into volcanoes.
Not quite. A hermit is a man who doesn't like to hang around people very much. And good old George was one of them. He preferred staying away from folks as much as he could. Even so, people loved George. Or, more so, they liked what he made.
Why is that, Mountain Man Jack?
Well, Terrence, George was maybe the greatest builder I have ever known. It was said that George could design a one-legged stool that would actually stand. I once heard old George could build an entire cabin in 3 days that would last for 300 years.
But how would people know it stood for 300 years?
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Do you think we could get him to plan our cabins?
Sadly, old George won't be doing any cabin planning anytime soon. He died about 10 years ago.
I repeat my previous question. How could people...
Then how is he going to help us, Mountain Man Jack?
Just because he died don't mean George still can't help us, Piper. See, George was a what?
A hermit.
That's right. Now, y'all don't know this, but good old George used to live right here in the wilderness of Mount Eternity. He loved Mount Eternity so much that he built a cabin on it.
What? He built a cabin here?
That's right, Molly. On the far side of the mountain, high above the trees, lies the cabin of all cabins. Folks around here call it the Lost Cabin. I've heard tale that this cabin is the best cabin ever built. The roof itself is supposed to work like a fancy convertible car. You can roll it right back if the weather's good.
No, we need cabins like that, Mountain Man Jack.
Yes, sirree. I couldn't agree with you more.
But how do we go about building a cabin like that?
Well, like I said, I knew good old George. And in the latter days of his life, he done told me that in his cabin, he's hidden the plans. He told me that if I ever decided to build a cabin, I ought to climb up there and get me those plans.
Mountain Man Jack, why haven't you done this before?
Never crossed my mind when we were building before. But now that we're putting up these new bunkhouses, I figured, now's the time.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's go get them.
Truth is, I would like for Mountain Man Joe and Ranger Sue to go get it.
I'd love to, Mountain Man Jack.
And I think this could be a good learning experience for Piper and Terrence, too. Piper still has some learning when it comes to climbing. Be warned, you four. The journey won't be easy. The cabin lies high on the far side of the mountain. You'll have to overcome many challenges and obstacles. But if you succeed, we will be able to build the greatest cabins ever.
All right, Terrence Piper. We're planning on leaving in the bus in about an hour.
This calls for an equipment inspection. If you miss something important, it could set back the whole hike.
Okie doke, blokes. Let's begin.
Piper, do you need help with your helmet?
Nope, I got it.
But I think you're putting it on wrong. The manual says that the straps are supposed to go behind the ears.
You and the manual. That, may be the way you do it, but I know what I'm doing, and I like it this way.
Okay, why don't you just ask Mountain Lee and Joe for some help?
No, I got it.
Alrighty, everybody, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get driving.
Whoa, hold your horses there.
What is it, Jack?
You guys are leaving without one of the most important pieces of equipment.
Did I forget my map?
No, just the walkie-talkie. You can use it to talk to me whenever you need to.
Whoops, sorry about that.
The bus is ready to go. Sue, Terrence, Piper, hop on. Let's get this thing done.
Bye. Bye.
Best wishes, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, you two. I have an important job for you.
I bet we have to wrestle a bear.
Nope. This is more important.
I suppose you want us to build a new cabin?
Nope. Even more important.
What could be more important than bear wrestling and cabin building?
I need you two to pray.
Oh.
Who would you like us to pray on, Mountman Jack?
Pray, Molly. Like prayer?
Prayer.
It's like these here walkie-talkies. Just like these little radios let me talk to the climbers, we can use prayer to talk to God.
Can I be reassigned to a more important task, Mountman Jack?
I would if I could, Albert. Except, there ain't no more important task. When we pray for things, God answers them. He may not answer in the way we always want, but He always answers in the way that's best for us. Do you think you can be praying for the climbers on their journey?
Yes, sir, Mountman Jack.
I'm so tired. It feels like we've been on this bus for days.
It's been an hour, Piper. What are you working on?
I'm working on tying the knots I need for climbing. This one is called the bowline.
Cool. Except it doesn't look quite right. Let's ask Ranger Sue.
No, I got it.
Piper, why don't you want to ask for help?
Because.
Because why?
Because I can do it on my own, and I don't want to be embarrassed by asking Ranger Sue for help.
Okay, but what if you do it wrong?
I won't get it wrong. Wow, we're really high. Seems the higher we get, the smaller the road gets.
Yeah, it's almost like we're flying. All this shaking kind of makes me nervous.
Don't be a scaredy cat.
I am not scared. Just cautious. Let's go up front and see how much farther we have to go. Hey, Ranger Sue, how much further?
Well, I don't rightly know, Terrence. We literally just ran out of road. I'll have to ask Mountain Man Jack how far we have to go. Ranger Sue to Mountain Man Jack. Come in, Jack.
Mountain Man Jack here. What's going on, climbers?
We've taken the bus up to the end of the pavement and advancing on the dirt roads. We were just wondering when we should stop.
Well, according to what good old George told me, you need to keep driving until you come to Dead Man's Cliff.
Copy that, Jack. By the way, when was the last time these shock absorbers on this bus were properly replaced? This thing is awfully shaky.
I reckon it's been a fair amount of time. Plus, Albert took off the axles a few weeks back for something, and I'm not sure if I put them back on correctly.
Oh, well, that's great.
Hey, I'm a mountain man, not a mechanic. Be careful now, you hear? Don't want to hear about no accidents.
Roger that, Mountain Man Jack.
Over and out.
Alrighty, Albert and Molly. We have another job. We can go ahead and get the doors ready for the cabins.
How, Mountain Man Jack?
We need to paint them.
Yay!
Yep, a layer of paint will help the doors to last. It will also make them look pretty nice.
Do we have to do it now, Mountain Man Jack? I was planning to build a wooden dwelling on a sturdy plant.
Do you mean a treehouse?
Yes, that would be another word for it.
I'm sorry, Albert, but this is more important right now.
Well, that's just unfortunate.
I know. It's hard to do things we don't want to. How about you pray and ask God for help to have the right attitude? You know, Albert, God is our Heavenly Father. He wants to be a part of our lives, and He loves to hear from us. That's why He wants us to pray to Him.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Yes, it is. Very cool.
This bus seems to be rattling more, Mountain Man Joe.
I reckon so. Not gonna lie. This small road next to the cliff isn't helping my nerves any.
Yes. We're, quite high, aren't we?
Is something wrong, Ranger Sue?
No, it just seems that things are getting rather bouncy.
This reminds me of the time I rode a roller coaster at the fair in the Happy Earth City. The loops were so...
Ah! Mountain Man Joe, what happened?
Blue tire! Everybody hold on!
Great work on the paint job, kiddos. That's some fine-looking doors.
Thanks, Mountman Jack. It was fun.
Yes, once I found the optimal angle for my wrist, I was able to amplify my performance.
Very nice, Albert. Now, why don't you two run off and clean the brushes while I check in with our fearless explorers?
Okay. Come on, Albert. If we hurry, we can get the brushes clean in time to go swimming.
Mountman Jack to Ranger Sue. Sue, are you there? That's weird. I wonder why they're not answering.
We're about to fall off the cliff!
Now stay calm, everybody. Quick, give me that walkie-talkie. Jack, are you there?
Yes, this is Jack.
We got a situation. The bus is stuck on the edge of a cliff. I'm afraid if we move too much, the bus may fall right off the edge of this thing. What do we do?
All right, listen close and do exactly what I say. Did you bring the grappling hook I told you to bring?
Yes, I did. It's right here.
Okay, then. Joe, can you get out of the bus without it tipping?
I think so, but everybody else is in the back, which is hanging off the edge, Jack.
Okay, don't panic. You need to climb under the bus and tie a figure eight knot around the axle. Then quickly use the grappling hook to secure the bus to the biggest tree you can find.
Okay, kids, stay here. Don't move. I'm going under.
Terrence, Piper, stay still. Let's pray. We're not getting out of this situation without God's help. Terrence?
Okay. Dear God, please help us. I'm so scared right now, but I'm so glad that we're not all alone.
Oh no, we're sliding towards the cliff! What was that? We stopped before the cliff?
That, Piper, is answered prayer.
All right, everybody out! The bus looks to be secure from here, but let's not test it.
Oh, that was close. Thank you, God.
But, Mountain Man Joe, what are we going to do now? That was our way back to base camp.
Stay calm. I reckon we'll find a way soon enough. First off, though, let's make sure everybody has what they need. Did everybody get their supplies off the bus?
Yes, sir, Mountain Man Joe. We have all our backpacks. Joe, did you manage to get the other walkie-talkie?
Got it right here. Have you let Jack know we're safe?
Sure did. He said it'll be a few hours before they can get a truck up here to pick us up and pull the bus away from the cliff. Have you got any idea where we are?
Well. I don't believe it. Look at that.
What, Mountain Man Joe?
Look there. Through the fog. Do you see it?
We're hopping kangaroos. Is that what I think it is?
What? Is what you think it is?
By my beard. If that ain't Dead Man's Cliff.
That cliff is huge. Have lots of people died on it? Is that why they call it Dead Man's Cliff?
No, actually it's named after Phil.
What?
Phil Deadman. Great climber, unfortunate name. He discovered this here cliff and they named it after him. Its full name is Phil Dead Man's Cliff, but we shortened it to Dead Man's Cliff because it sounds cooler.
Oh, that's rational.
Look there! If you stay at the top of the cliff, you can just make out what appears to be
a cabin!
And not just any cabin either. Only the greatest cabin these parts have ever seen. Sue, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I believe we could climb up there and get the blueprints before Mountain Man Jack gets here with the truck.
Well, kids, what do you say? Shall we finish what we started?
Yeah.
And so, it begins.
Molly and Albert, put your little feet to work and come on over here.
What is it, Mountain Man Jack?
I need you two to run to Nurse Klein and tell her that I'm taking the truck to the other side of the mountain to fetch back our climbers. I'll be gone for a good bit, and I'm counting on you two to help the other kids be obedient.
Are the climbers in some sort of trouble?
No, they're okay, thanks to God. They just had some bus problems we need to fix. I'm glad we prayed, aren't you?
You mean God really heard us?
God always hears his children, Molly. He heard our prayers earlier today and helped keep everybody safe.
Remarkable. We talked to God and he heard us.
You got it, Albert. God's always listening and wants nothing more than to help his children. Now, off you go and make sure to tell the nurse where I went.
Affirmative, Mountain Man Jack. I will personally take this upon myself to relay those instructions.
Me too, I think. It's hard for me to understand everything Albert says.
Take care, kiddos.
It feels like we've been walking for 2 million miles.
More like 2 miles, Piper.
Oh my, this cliff looks a lot bigger close up.
Looks that way, but no worries, it's not that large. Now, here's what we need to do. Mountain Man Joe and I will climb up, and then we'll pull you two up after we get to the top. Now, do you two remember how to make a bowline knot for your harness when we throw the ropes down?
I think so.
Yeah, of course.
Great. It's important for what we're about to do next. Are you ready to climb now, Joe?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Well then, let's do this.
Whoa, Mountain Man Joe and Ranger Sue are great climbers. They're almost all the way to the top.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's almost like walking to them. They just keep going and going like it's so easy.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how long we'll have to climb before we can do it like that.
Uh-huh.
My hair's on fire.
Uh-huh.
Piper, are you even listening to me?
Wait, what?
You've been working on that knot for the last hour. Do you need some help?
No, I got it. Terrence, why don't you mind your own business?
Okay, take it easy.
All right, kids, we made it to the top. Watch your heads, because here comes the ropes.
Okay, Mountain Man Joe.
Good dealio, sonny. Now tie up the ropes and we'll pull you on up. Remember to use the bowline and make sure it's correct. If it's wrong, this could cause some big problems.
Okay, my knot's done. How about you?
Almost, I think. Okay, I'm done.
Piper, that doesn't look right. You should tell Mountain Man Joe.
No, I already told you. I know what I'm doing and I don't want to ask for help.
But Piper, what if you have it wrong?
I don't, okay? I'm gonna call and tell them they can start pulling us up. Okay, Mountain Man Joe, we're ready to be pulled up.
Copy that. Hang on, you two.
Whoa, we're pretty high up now.
Yeah, I've never been this high up before. I think I want to...
Piper, your rope is slipping!
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. I can fix it. I just need...
Oh, no, Piper! You need to call Mountain Man Joe and tell him!
But then he'll know I messed up.
Piper, if you fall, what will it matter? Please use the radio to ask for help.
You're right, Terrence. I need to ask for help. Mountain Man Joe, I need some help. I...
Piper!
All right, kids, it's time for bed. Everybody get to your tents.
Nurse Klein?
Yes, Molly?
Before Mountain Man Jack left today, he asked me and Albert to pray for the climbers. Could we do that now?
Why, Molly, that's a great idea. Kids, gather around. Before we go to bed, we should pray for our climbers. Molly, would you start?
Sure. Dear God, please be with Mountain Man Joe, Ranger Sue, Piper, and Terrence. Please help them.
Boy, I sure am glad we took those extra weightlifting classes. Pulling these kids is harder than I thought. I think I can start to see Terrence at the end of my line. This fog sure makes things hard to see.
You're right there, Joe. Ugh, I can't hardly see Piper on the end of my line.
Mountain Man Joe, I need some help.
Oh no! My line just went slack. I can't feel Piper on the other end.
What? Quick, help me finish pulling Terrence up. Lay off the donuts, Terrence.
Mountain Man Joe, she fell. She fell.
What?
Her rope was slipping, and she didn't want to ask for help. And then she fell. I couldn't see her anymore.
Oh, no.
Mountain Man Joe, are you there?
Piper?
Yes, sir. I fell and I landed on a small ledge down here, and I need some help.
I don't believe I've ever been so happy to hear your voice. I'll be right down.
Well, if you two aren't a sight for sore eyes.
Piper, you scared me so bad.
I'm so sorry, Terrence. I should have listened to you earlier and asked for help.
Oh, Piper, you should never be afraid to ask for help. Nobody's perfect, and we gotta all be willing to ask for help when we don't know what to do. That's why prayer's so important. The reason we made it through today okay was because God was with us. He helped keep us safe and answered all the prayers we and others said today.
You're right, Ranger Sue. I'll remember that. And I'll try not to be afraid to ask God and you for help.
Hey, look over there!
Oh my, is that the cabin?
I do believe it is.
It's so beautiful.
It's quite a sight. Shall we go in?
This is the most incredible cabin I've ever seen.
And look at what's inside this drawer right here.
Are those the plans?
Why, yes, I do believe they are.
Wow.
Look, I see headlights down there by the bus. I think it's my man Jack.
Well, right on time. I think I might give him a call on the radio, see if he can help us as we get down the cliff.
Mountain Man Joe, would it be all right if I did it?
Of course, Piper. I think that's a great idea.
Wow. I'm glad God listens to our prayers. Did you know that because of Jesus, we can talk to God anytime, anywhere, about anything? It's true. And if you ever need help, there's no one better to turn to than Him. What about you? When you're in a bad situation and feeling overwhelmed and afraid, do you turn to God, or are you more focused on other things? Well, when a bad situation does come up, try to remember what it says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Base Camp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. The Lost Cabin was written by Nathan Cowles, with direction and sound design by Evan David, and additional sound design by Phil Kraus, Austin Loving, and John Reford. Our vocal talent included Evan David, Matt Fredericks, Melissa Hankins, Cameron Herdklotz, Abigail Johnson, Samuel and Krista Loving, and Anna Nelson. Our executive producer was Aaron Paulus, and I'm Megan, hoping you'll join us next time for another Base Camp Adventure.